Masayoshi Ibisawa, known as Mashi, JA1DM, longtime DXer, DXCC card checker, CQDX Hall of Famer member, friend of ARRL, and former director of the Japanese Amateur Radio League, JARL, passed away in March 2025. He was 92 years old and for many years performed work on behalf of the DXers in Japan and elsewhere, and through his efforts leading the DXCC card checking group for ARRL and JARL. He sought out and trained card checkers, organized sessions, trained volunteers, and arranged for QSO card checking at JARL HQ and at the large Tokyo Ham Fair events every August. He wrote a book simply titled The DX Century Club Award, DXCC for Japanese Hams, which explained DXing, QSLing, and the Logbook of the World in simple terms with lots of pictures. One of Mass's fondest milestones was being inducted into the CQDX Hall of Fame in 2025 at the DX Banquet at Dayton. Masa made numerous trips to the Dayton Hamvention as representatives of the JARL and a partner of ARRL. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week, of the Tevel 2 family of satellites, number 3 is active. However, there appears to be some distortion. They are working on fixing it. It could be the uplink needs to be adjusted by 5 kHz or so, or an issue with the squelch. The uplink is supposed to be 145.970 MHz, and the downlink is 436.400 MHz, both FM. Hopefully, after this satellite is working properly, the other Tevel 2 family satellites will be activated. There are 9 of them, and they all have the same up and downlinks. The only way you will know which one you are working is by where your antenna is pointing. ARRL Logbook of the World is back online at its new cloud server. Be sure you keep your ARRL trusted QSL or TQSL program updated. When new satellites get their OSCAR number, you need to do the update for the program to recognize the contacts. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.